Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, joining us now. Deuce, how are you, man?
Man, I'd hate to be playing now, man. I mean, it's unreal.
Hey, no, Deuce, you have one mistake or one too many mistakes. Man, you got go. You got to go.
Man, it's two weeks in the season.
Right.
Well, people forget
Drew.
I'm
looking for a quarterback. I am looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, people forget Drew had a 3-interception game. Matter of fact, his last game in a Saints uniform. He threw 3 interceptions.
Deuce, but yeah, that was at the end of the season.
Sometimes you think of it's just expectations just aren't realistic. It's just aren't realistic. And, you know, I get judging him on the big picture, but you take what he did. You're basically taking what he did in Tampa Bay and saying, yep, this is all going in your book, you know. Never mind what you did last year here in New Orleans, or never mind what you did even 2 weeks ago, you know, in Atlanta.
In that fourth quarter, yeah.
All of that's thrown out. I need a new quarterback, and then, man, Bobby.
Yes.
When you go stand up against Bryce Young, you're going to say, you sure this who you want as a quarterback?
He's little.
Not he's not a big dude.
He's little.
Mike.
Deuce, I stood up next to him at Manning camp. He is maybe, I'm going to say, an inch taller than me. And I'm not a real tall guy.
And he is a talented passer. But you're talking about someone that's probably the size of Kyler Murray.
Yep.
That doesn't have the Kyler Murray quickness and the Kyler Murray thickness. And Kyler Murray is not a thick guy. But for his size and build, he is. But, hey, that's – neither here
we can have that conversation.
How are you gentlemen? How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing well, Deuce. Doing well. You got us off to a great start. Deuce, bottom line for the Saints against the Panthers, is it one of those deals where you got to win this game going across the pond? I know they don't like the must wins, et cetera, but we're not in that organization. They got to have this one before they go overseas and play the Vikings.
One of the worst things you could do is lose this game, because that 8-hour trip, man, you talking about just miserable. Just miserable.
You cramping up.
you know, not only cramping up, I'm just saying you're cramping, but at least it's a good cramp because we won.
Right.
You know, and soon as you get off the airplane, you go and work out. It's not, hey, look, you know, take a little time off. You go right to the field and you go work out. And so I don't want to put it must win, but it's highly, highly one that you definitely want to take. And so it's just the other part of it, you know, it's a division game. And then you're playing a team that's been struggling. And so the first thing that the Saints have to do, they have to be ultra aggressive. And what I mean by that is in a lot of the actions and things that they do from a play calling standpoint, and I know people, well, they were too aggressive last game. I understand what you're saying. But I think the longer that you allow this team to hang around, the more trouble you're going to have in defeating them. They are going to be a desperate team. Carolina is going to be a desperate team. And when I say that, they've lost 9 straight games.
Yes.
They got the longest losing streak in the NFL.
Yes.
They are going to try to do any and everything to win a game. And they feel like this is a Saints team that they can beat.
Deuce, the Saints have given up 10 sacks and registered just 1 through 2 weeks.
It's not good enough. Yeah, that's not good enough. I mean, I understand Brady was getting rid of the ball 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds, whatever it is. You don't just have to rush the quarterback on third down. You know, you can sack the quarterback on other downs. And so I know there's the perception out there where, and which is true, you know, they were third and long situations. And most times, you know, we talked about it on the radio, they were checking screens. The Saints get in exotic looks and they were checking screens. I mean, and so I understand that. But that's the name of the game. One, you can't give up sacks, and then the other one is you have to be able to produce sacks. You get to sack the quarterback more than just third down. Most of the times, teams aren't just running at first and second down, and so you can't win. It's very, very hard to win in this league if you're going to continue to produce those type of numbers.
Deuce, Matt Rhule is 1 win in 25 losses when his opponent scores 17 points or more in a game. And just think of that as a head coach.
That's embarrassing.
You 1 in 25 when your opponent scores 17 points or more. So this, I'd like your evaluation of Christian McCaffrey because we see just how dominant a player he is when he's healthy. Now, again, he's like a Ferrari a lot of times, man. He's in the shop, and you're tinkering with the engine, carburetor, whatever. You're fooling with something with him. But your thoughts on him as a player, as a former running back, and not only as a runner but also as a receiver?
He has exceeded my expectation when he came into the league. You know, because honestly, I probably thought he was just going to be more of a receiver than a true runner. And he has been able to hold up as a runner. But some of that I fault Kristen, and some of that I fault the coaches. At one point, Mike, before he started just to break down, he was playing 98% to 95%, almost 99% of the plays.
That's ridiculous.
Even on plays where you could get him out, he wasn't coming out. I mean, he wasn't even a focal point as far as just going to be blocking on the backside. Get him out. You know, and that, I just thought the overusage was just way too much. And, you know, like you said, he's just started to break down. But he's a load. He is a load from a route running standpoint. He's very precise with his route. He has very, very good hands. He can cut the football back. He can run inside. And that's not very often that you get a back that has his side. Because he's not a big guy.
No, he's not.
He's not a big guy as far as build. Now, he's very cut. Now, he's physically fit. But he's not a very, very big guy as far as running back. And so he's explosive. But like you said, he's just started to break down just because it's the touches. You know, it's the wear and tear. Anybody's body, it only has so many hits in.
Now, Deuce, you know, and this is a trend. It's a big enough sample size. This is troubling to me because, it seems like everyone was fired up. Tom Brady and the Bucks are coming to town. We could start out 2-0. I really thought, you know, the fans were bringing it. But right now, we do not have a dome field advantage. I want to know how you break down. Looking at the home field advantage, it's not there. We've lost 5 of the past 6 games in the Caesar Superdome, and the team is 2-6 in the past 8. I'm like, Caesar Superdome, we need to change the name. We got to go back to, I don't know, Mercedes or Louisiana Superdome. I'm looking at Deuce. It seems like we have no dome field advantage.
We can get that hex off of it, Bobby. We need to try. I mean, I know at one point we changed hotels that we were staying at, and you know, if we need to move the meeting times up, if whatever we need to do to kind of get that voodoo off of us, that bad juju, we need to try it because it's been painful. I mean, it's been painful. You want those fans, and the fans are trying. It's not like they're not showing up. It's not like they're not showing up. I mean, we're not in the days where you have a blackout and you need an extension because the dome, you want to sell it out and you want to put it on local TV. You don't have any of that. You're not dealing with that. They're there. They're excited. They want to cheer on a win. They deserve to see a win, but you've won most of your games on the road here lately. And, you know, we got to deal with that when we get back in, I guess, 2 weeks. But, yeah, we got to start winning at home.
Now, Deuce, do you? I think that was last season, but I thought that was probably Sam Darnold's maybe best game that he's not playing in a Carolina uniform. And boy, I thought from a distance that they put it to us last year. That's when I think they started out 3-0.
Yep.
It wasn't no fluke. That might have been Jameis, one of his poorest games a couple of times. Sean was looking at him like, where the hell? What did you see? Where the hell are you throwing? You know, just so I mean, well, I know you got to forget that. Because it's a new season.
And no but, Sam Darnold.
But Carolina, like you said, I think they're confident, even though they've lost 9 in a row. We can hang with the Saints. You know, we got to stay in the game. We can beat them.
They definitely feel that way. And their defense, you remember, if you go back and you remember a look at that game, they ran the same blitz right there before the half, like 3 times in a row. And we never could pick it up. We never could pick it up. And then you go back, you talk about the turnovers, doing some different things of that nature. But they feel very, very confident. And here's the other thing. They play you twice a year. So it's not like you're going to trick them or do something that they haven't seen.
Right.
You may have a couple of new plays just because it's a new staff and some new things that we've been able to throw in there. But, I mean, for the most part, from a personnel standpoint, they're going to know you fairly well and have a pretty good feel just because you play twice a year. And so it's never a cakewalk. It's never an easy game. Like I said, they're struggling. And if you're able to jump on them and you go up 14 or, you know, you're able even to go up 10, you know, in that first half, I don't say that they're quick, but you'll have some guys that kind of put their head down.
Like,
no doubt.
Here we go again, yeah.
Dude, right, that's exactly it. That's exactly right. Now, not maybe every player won't do it, but I can guarantee you a couple right. players that's going out there on that field, that's what they thinking. They may not, you know, their actions may say, man, come on, yeah, let's go. Man, that man ain't thinking about no, come on, let's go. That man, like, when you gonna fire this coach? You know, we want a new right. coach. That's what he's thinking about.
Deuce, one of the things that has troubled Matt Rhule in Carolina is their inability to stop the run. And if you don't do that, you in trouble. And that's why I think he's in a lot of trouble. One, they don't score points. They don't keep drives alive. But they can't stop the run. In week one, Cleveland ran the football 39 times against them for 217 yards. This past weekend, they gave up 3 yards total rushing in the first half. They gave up 100 in the second half. Man, if I'm the Saints, man, I got to feed it to them. Because they have shown that if a team sticks to the running game, that they're going to get beat. And they have not been able to stop the run. So far this year, they're giving up 4.4 yards a carry. Last year, it was almost the same number. So I don't see where they've right. gotten better at their ability to stop the run. And if you got that big a weakness, man, I take the hammer and I keep hitting the chain.
Some of that is personnel and some of that is scheme. Some of that is personnel and some of that is scheme. And, you know, the Saints to date, the first two weekends, they haven't used six linemen. I would be highly surprised if they don't use the six linemen going into this game just due to the fact that you just talked about. And here's the thing. The Saints ran the football well against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, which 5 yards a carry.
I'll be honest. You know, yes. I probably thought that they would have about 70 yards. But, you know, the Saints had over 100 yards really going into the fourth quarter. So they have shown that they have the ability to run the football. It's just going to be can they convert? Can you get the short to intermediate passing game going? And then can you convert third downs? Because, I mean – It doesn't matter how good you can run the football if you can't convert first downs or third downs, you know, being able to possess the football. So if you can possess the football and have those 9, 10, 12 play drives, that means that I can use my play action, I can hit my intermediate throws, I can take a shot if I get my one-on-one matchups, but I'm running the football at 3, 4, 5, 7 yards a clip. You can win some football games like that.
Now, Deuce, I know Dennis Allen's aware of this, and I think we all are. Is that considering, I think that was a big part of us being on the cusp of making the playoffs, being on the plus side at a turnover margin. I was looking at this. Right now, the Saints have 6 giveaways, 3 interceptions, 3 fumbles. That's tied with the world champs, the Rams, for the most in the NFL after the first 2 games. And look at the Rams. Man, they were in a dogfight against Atlanta, and they got spanked by Buffalo. But then when you got 6 giveaways – Deuce, we cannot afford. I mean, right now we're -3 for the season. But we've got to get on that plus side because I think even if we'd be like even not even as bad as that, like -2 or -1, no, that could be a losing formula against Carolina.
Yeah, no, I Bobby, you can't turn the ball off, period. You can't turn the ball off. You may get away with 1, max 2. You're not going to win football games with 5 turnovers, though. It's not going to happen. You can't turn it over. And you got to continue to take it away. I mean, defensively, you take it away the first couple of weeks, but offensively, you can't turn it over. I mean, and that's the truth.
Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst. Look, we'll talk to you again on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank you, Deuce.
Have a good call. Have a safe flight out to Charlotte. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.